Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
You see, Becky, I know exactly what's happening. You're jealous. Jealous, I said.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother, Joe Pisano. Hey, did you see on SmackDown this week, there was a shark, and they jumped it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. It's over. The bloodline has officially ended. It's over.
It's been a long run.
It was the dumbest excuse they could have possibly done. When Jay couldn't beat Roman, Were they like, we have no idea how to let Roman just win this?
Right.
That's not interesting. Like, that's interesting.
Well, he always cheats. You know?
Like, what's wrong with just Solo doing it?
Yeah, well, they always like to do some sort of... I mean, every Roman title match on a pay-per-view has had some big moment.
Yeah, true.
So if Solo just helps him win, it's not really a big deal. I mean, I guess that's what they did at Mania.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to keep repeating themselves. And they're like, well, we got to keep trying to top it. And this was their way to do that. And
yeah,
it just didn't hit. And it's just because it's been going on for too long. I mean, this is...
Right.
One of the longest storylines in the history of wrestling.
It's been a long time. It's been a very long, long time.
Like when it's like in terms of consistency and like how they really don't take breaks. Okay, fine. Roman leaves, but the rest of them fill in.
Yeah.
The bloodline keep, you know, like even Shawn and Triple H who feuded for years, but they would take breaks.
Right.
You know, they would feud, then they would leave each other alone, then they would feud again for a little bit. But what's a storyline that is lasted over 3 years?
Yeah, I know.
Can you name one?
No. And, you know, eventually, I guess they're trying to make it so everyone turns on someone.
Yeah.
Every time.
Like, I guess Evolution was like 2 years.
Yeah, and then they came back. But that's not a storyline. That's a stable.
Yeah.
You can be around for 2 years as a stable. This was a storyline about the crumbling of a stable.
Okay, well, then the crumbling of the stable's been this whole year, I guess. It started with Sammy.
There was cracks in the armor. The reason why this is a storyline and not a stable is that Sammy joined. Then it created a storyline. Okay, why is a non-Oos in this group?
Well, I'm just like with Evolution, they did the same thing for years. You know, they would have hints that someone was going to get kicked out, and then Randy Orton got kicked out. And then
that's true.
And then Batista turned on them. You know what I mean?
I don't even think that was a year and a half. Because their whole, like, when you look up Evolution, like on Wiki, like, the whole thing is only 2 years. You know what I mean?
Right. So, it was 03 to 05.
Yeah.
I think it was like a year, and then Orton was, you know, kicked out, thumbs down.
Right.
Then the next year was Batista, you know?
WrestleMania, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's what you could compare it to, I guess. But I know DX only lasted a couple of years as well. But yeah, I mean, wasn't, you know, Triple H did have the belt for many years, but he would lose it. He lost it a couple times.
Right.
Whereas Roman's beaten everyone, and now he only wrestles once every few months because they've literally run out of people for him to face.
Sure. Is there a good out ending or outcome of this, what Jimmy said? Could there be some double swerve or something where they can clean this up?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, I don't think so.
It was just dumb. How can the writers not go, unless this is just another Vince override?
Yeah.
Where he's like, nope, this is what we're going to do. And then they're just like, okay, well, that's dumb. Like Jimmy and Jay versus Roman, like that's been the thing that the last 60 days or so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would Jimmy then? It just doesn't make sense.
I just don't know how much pull Roman Reigns has with this title if he gets to choose who takes it from him.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Because we've heard about this over the years. Mm-hmm. Hogan wouldn't drop it to Brett, so he dropped it to Yokozuna. Bret Hart refused to drop it to Shawn Michaels, so they had to screw him. Shawn Michaels refused to drop it to Brett, so he lost his smile.
Yeah. I don't think Roman has, A, that kind of pull. And B, I don't think there's those kind of egos in wrestling anymore. Like, in other words, I think it's very clear. We write the show. You act in the show. Because back then, you could say the person was carrying it on their back. Hogan, for sure.
Yeah, but Roman is.
I just think
Why are they this popular?
The old school. It's the old school way of thinking that like I'm bigger than the show, so I get to control
Roman
things.
Reigns.
I don't think Vince would worry about
Roman
that
Reigns
anymore.
Left for COVID. He was still the lame baby face.
Yeah.
He came back as a heel. Mm-hmm. And even at the time I was like, this has to be all Roman because Vince would never do this. And then Paul Heyman said that, yeah, it was Roman's idea to become a heel. So he was like, look, if you want me back, I'll come back as a heel. And then we heard the rumors that this reign will end when Roman and Paul Heyman say it ends.
Yeah, we have.
You know, yeah, that could all be bullshit, right? But I think he certainly has more pull than anyone else because he is their top star.
Why wouldn't he put his cousin over then in real life? Why wouldn't he go, you know what, this story's about Jay, let Jay go over?
Well, you have to have an ego to be the main guy, right?
In real, I guess. I don't think they have that kind of pull. That being said, who the fuck knows, man? Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe. Did you see the other thing that happened? I couldn't believe it.
What?
Well, I knew it used to be like, what was it? NC, what was the TV 13? It means they could do more
NC
stuff.
NC 17?
Well, no. But like, what did they do in the Attitude Era?
TVMA.
MA.
Or yeah, TV 14.
I guess they're back to that. Because I've never seen two guys suck each other off in the ring that like Edge and Sheamus did during their segment.
Yeah.
It was so egregious.
Yeah.
I had to look away. I was like, this is too much for me.
It was interesting.
It was a lot.
I think they're reforming the bar.
What?
No Cesaro.
It was just constant.
There is some.
Oh my God.
There's some interesting news on that later slash rumors that we'll get to.
All right.
So yeah, a lot to talk about. Raw and SmackDown. Mm. But first we have to thank some new patrons.
All right.
So thank you to Kayla Scott.
Oh,
Carlos welcome. Duran, Jake Goldstein, Pinhead Larry.
Good old Pinhead.
Poker and Dickerson?
Poker and Dickerson. Poker.
Poker.
Poker and Dick.
I don't get
Dickerson.
It. Yeah, I don't know.
Poker and Dicker?
Maybe. Dickerson, though? I don't know.
Dick her son?
I was hoping you. Maybe that's it. Poker and then Dick her son down.
Poker and Dickers.
Yeah, maybe they could clarify next week. And then we also have three people that did year subs.
Go.
So thank you to Vic Drummer, Jesse Clemens, and David Schrank.
The Schrank?
Yes.
Schrank coming into the year.
Year subs.
Nice.
You want to really show us that you're committed to us?
Yeah.
Do a year sub.
Boom.
You know, we love them even more.
Sure. Sure. So,
if you want to join them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got bonus pods. We got the AEW podcast every single week. We've got so many brackets now. I can't even count that high. We got all the pay-per-view recaps, SummerSlam, Payback's coming up soon. So, yeah. Go sign up now.
Lots.
Go give it a try. patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. There you go. All right, so SmackDown opens with Asuka versus Charlotte
just
Flair.
Give me something.
Yeah, right, sure.
Well, I'm just, come on.
Oh, you know, we've seen it a lot.
Charlotte wanted to leave as champion, and Asuka wanted to leave as champion. And neither one did, so let's fight each other where we know there's not going to be an outcome to this match.
This match ended in the best way possible, I feel.
Yeah.
Because I'm so sick of Asuka and Charlotte fighting each other.
Yeah.
That Damage Control comes out and just beats up everyone.
Well, you knew neither one of them could lose.
Right.
Asuka's too crazy right now, and Charlotte's Charlotte.
Yeah.
I put my whole house on a non-winner, and I got a dollar.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding. They didn't pay me, because they're like, we knew.
Yeah. So Bayley hopped on the apron to distract Charlotte, and Io Sky hit Flair and Asuka with her springboard drop kick.
Yep.
And then Io and Bayley lay out Asuka and Charlotte. Dakota Kai was there, but she's still not cleared. So she just grabbed a mic and said, give it up for your new women's champion, Io Sky.
Right.
And I was like, all right, cool. Like, that's fine. I didn't want really, really want to see this match anyway. And yeah. I love Io Sky. I love that she's the champion. It's the one bright thing in this show right now.
As the champion, do you come out to where the lay people are wrestling and knock them all out?
Yeah, just to, you know, whip your dick out.
Just
and
to make it interesting.
Just to show how big your cock is.
And is she still a heel?
Yeah.
She's a little, yeah.
Well, look, just like every stable, right? Yeah. Bayley's going to get jealous and turn on her.
Right.
I mean, that's the way to go, I think. You make Io Sky the babyface.
I think so.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not like, yeah, that's the way to go. Everyone loves Io anyway. They always loved Io.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I love her as the champion.
Yep.
So, at least there's that. Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Karrion Kross.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Yeah.
No.
Especially Kross, because, man, what the fuck was he doing? Styles...
He had no idea what was going on in that move. That
I guess
he's
never watched an AJ Styles match.
I thought he was going to tuck his chin and be paralyzed at one point. I was like, he doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They were... Both was Kross and TNA at the same time? I'm not sure. I would imagine he was because he's been around for a while, but they've had to have wrestled in TNA. Maybe I'm wrong. But Styles went for his backflip off the ropes, which he turns into like the reverse DDT, like the Scorpion Death Drop.
Yeah.
And Kross, I guess Kross didn't know what he was doing.
I thought Kross thought he was trying to do a Styles Clash, because then when he kind of lifted him up, like Kross threw his legs up. So I thought,
but
like
when he moonsaulted off the second rope.
Yeah, I thought Kross was like, okay, Styles Clash, and AJ's like, no, this is my Scorpion Death thing or whatever, and drop, and he's like, oh, and then he's like, all right, let's try it again, and then Kross again, like it looked like he tried to flip up on him,
and then finally AJ was like, get down,
he's like, damn boy,
fucking idiot, and then Styles had a springboard 450 splash, went for the pin, but Scarlett put Kross's leg on the bottom rope.
Yeah,
Meechin. Goes after her.
Yeah.
But Scarlett beats her up. You are worthless, Meechin.
Well, yeah.
Scarlett's not even a wrestler.
For now.
Right. Yeah. By the way, like, Meechin coming out with AJ and she does his entrance with him. Oh my God. I hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Again, one day they were like, hey, you know what? This is Meechin. And she's like, hey.
Yeah.
That was it.
Why did they get her?
No. No. Because there was a match where they were feuding with another stable that had a woman.
Yeah.
So they needed a woman. I don't remember.
Who was it? There's not many stables in WWE. It's probably
was
a stable.
Was it Judgment Day?
It was Judgment Day. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right.
I was thought of what stable has one girl in it. Judgment Day. Yeah.
So.
We need a girl. And the brothers, what are they called?
The Good Brothers.
The Good Brothers are like, but.
God, they're just all worthless.
Is this all you get?
Kross goes for the cross hammer, but AJ ducks. Then AJ sets up for Styles Clash, but Scarlett hops on the apron. But then Meechin pulls Scarlett down and throws her over the announce table. And I was actually surprised at the bump Scarlett took. She went over the table hard.
Well, Meechin fucked up, right? We know this. We've wrestled. If I'm going to throw you out of the ring, I touch you here, and I run and let you do everything. Yeah. Meechin fucking threw her ass and she didn't jump. So like her knees kind of hit the table and then she flew over. I was like, ouch. Like you got to let her jump so that she can protect herself.
Oh, Scarlett doesn't, you know.
Meechin's like, fuck. No. Well, between the two of them.
Scarlett's not a wrestler.
But between the two of them, I don't think there was any safety happening there.
So AJ wins with the Styles Clash.
Yeah.
He gets his win back.
I guess. So what is it? 1-1 or 2-1? Oh, no. It's who gives a shit.
Exactly.
It's right there. Yeah.
And I still don't know why AJ Styles doesn't have marquee matches on pay-per-views.
Neither do I.
It's been years. Like years.
Since he's even been on a pay-per-view. Since he's main evented a pay-per-view. Yeah, he's not even in any title.
He fought Edge at WrestleMania in 2021.
Yep.
Okay?
Yes.
That was 2 years ago.
Okay.
What was his match this year? Was he injured at WrestleMania? I think he was out for a while.
He was out.
And then, you know, even before that, he was with Omos. It's just like, what are we doing here? He's available, right? Like, he's got to be Roman's next opponent if it's not Solo or something. Like, he's you know what I mean? If it's on SmackDown.
Right.
Like, that'll at least be a good match.
Yeah.
Unless they just do Bloodline Survivor Series or some shit.
Right.
We'll see.
We shall see.
Next up. You think you know me. Edge makes his big return. He tells the Calgary crowd, it's been way too long since we've seen each other.
When you say big return, like if you just only show up five times a year, I guess every time is a return?
Yes. Well, Edge has had more returns than anyone in the history of pro wrestling. I mean,
that's right. Shocking returns.
Yeah. He says he wants to have a match in Toronto next week against a man he's never faced before.
Here we go. And it is
Sheamus. Yeah. Well, hey, everyone else loves Sheamus. So we're the idiots.
I guess.
So Edge says, Sheamus is the reason why I'm back in this ring. He tells a story of crashing on his mountain bike while filming for Sheamus's YouTube show. And that's when Edge realized he can wrestle again. He also said Sheamus briefly stayed with him to help him train to get back. So Sheamus walks out with Butch and Ridge Holland. I don't know why they came out with him because they did nothing. Felt completely unnecessary for those two guys to be there.
Well, unless
you're just going to jump Edge.
They're the brawling brutes.
Okay.
It took away from it a little bit, yeah.
So Sheamus plays the footage of Edge crashing, and he popped right back up as if nothing happened, and that was Edge's point. Like, he was like, oh, I'm fine. Maybe I can wrestle again.
I guess.
And Edge is like, oh, come on, you got to show my pale white butt, because Sheamus was showing the injuries. And then Sheamus is like, well, you've shown a lot more on TV. And Edge is like, touche. And then Edge throws up a picture of Sheamus sitting on his daughter's bicycle with the helmet on and everything. And then Sheamus puts over Edge for mentoring him when he first arrived in WWE, saying, you know, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here. And it's like, fuck! So it's Edge's fault?
We got to blame him.
I'm DMing you right now, Edge.
Yeah, right.
You'll be hearing from me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm blocked now.
Oh.
No. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, if you say something negative about Sheamus, you probably will be.
Maybe.
I love this guy.
Thank God he hasn't heard.
Yeah.
Sheamus agrees to the match for next week, but he tells Edge, I hope you didn't make a mistake. And that was like the one little, the one little moment of tension.
Sheamus? Okay. And then
so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Dave Meltzer is reporting that this is going to be Edge's last match.
Meltzer. And you know what? He's right like 49% of the time. Yeah. So.
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. Meltzer said Edge's trainer, Ron Hutchinson, also said it'll be his last match. And if you remember last year, Edge told a Toronto crowd, we usually come here in August. So next August, I plan on seeing each and every one of you. And in a perfect world, we all say goodbye to each other that night.
So why not WrestleMania if he knew like a few months ago?
Why not? Because you're not going to be in Toronto. He wants to have his last match in Toronto. And I guess he wants to have his last match with a guy that helped him come back and also a guy he never wrestled before.
So does Sheamus pin him?
Or what if it's all a work?
To do what?
What if Edge wins with a roll-up?
Yeah.
And then Sheamus snaps, and then him and the brawling brutes beat the hell out of Edge on SmackDown.
Oh, no. And then...
And, you know, it starts a new
feud. They all feud for 3 months.
It starts a feud, yeah. Look, Sheamus has had good matches with the right people.
If it is his last match.
And Edge is one of the best.
If it is his last match, who goes over?
Sheamus. Edge is an old school guy. Yeah. I think, you know what I mean?
Sheamus retires it. Okay. Then why didn't they make it bigger? So that's the best way to do it.
All the reports were saying that Edge just wants to do like the Stone Cold thing where you didn't really know it was. Although I bet he'll probably say it.
You think you know me.
Yeah.
You don't.
I think if he does lose and if it is his last, then he'll at least say it on the show or something. But we'll see.
Yes. I mean, I'd rather Sheamus be like, well, maybe you should put your career just something. It would make it really interesting to watch him lose and the fans be like, oh, This is his last match. I don't know.
Well, we'll know either way.
Storylines. That's all they need. They just suck at him so bad.
We'll see. I mean, look, they did the same thing when, you know, it was like, oh, Edge and Orton, and then, you know, Orton turns on him.
Right.
So they could do it again.
Yep.
That's what I'm counting on. I don't want this to be
counting
just,
on it.
I don't want Edge's last match to just be a random SmackDown loss against Sheamus. But we'll see. Reply to my DMs, Edge. Next up, we've got Top Dollar versus L.A. Feet.
Yeah.
Michael Cole called L.A. Knight's recent popularity the Yeah movement.
I want to hurt him. I want to hurt him. Can I?
Sure.
Do I have permission?
Shut up, Michael.
Oh, my God. Then he was horrible this whole match. Like, you might have to hit that button a few times when he's like, I'm going to rap. Here I go.
Yeah. And now it's Cole and Kevin Patrick together, so it's double suck.
Oh, my. Why?
Yeah.
This is the team now moving forward?
Yeah.
Why is Patrick there? Why do you have two play-by-play guys?
Because he needs Cole to...
Well, if Cole's there, goodbye, Kevin Patrick.
Yeah.
Stick him on the pre-show panel.
Yeah, Patrick was still doing the play-by-play.
Yeah.
Because he probably still knows more wrestling. Michael Cole's been doing it 25 years. Michael Cole still doesn't know half the wrestling moves that that go on in a match.
It's true.
And yet we're supposed to think he's the best ever.
Yeah.
Oh! Up and down.
Up and down. Right.
Jesus Christ. Knight hit the people's...
But Roman does that. He just did it again recently. It's like, oh, you're still doing that? That's still a thing?
So Knight hit the people's elbow.
So stupid.
And then the BFT for the win. I gave it another name last time, and I forgot, so I came up with that one now.
The people's elbow.
I forgot what I called it last time.
I really feel like...
The people's ripoff? I don't know.
When someone gets hot, you fucking push him to the moon. This is what I feel is happening.
Uh-huh.
He's almost at the top of his popularity. In a few more bullshit matches like this one, and he will start to come down.
Yeah.
Just like what happened to like Bobby Roode and people like that. Shinsuke, right? They're like, come on, do something, do something, do something, do something. Okay, I don't care anymore. I don't fucking care anymore.
What's going to happen is he'll be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And then everyone will start marking out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Knight's going to be in the Rumble. And then classic WWE, what are they going to do? He won't even be in the Rumble.
Right.
Remember Daniel Bryan in 2014?
My God.
Number 30, this must be him. Booyaka, booyaka, fuck your face.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, poor Ray. What a horrible thing to do to a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
So that's
remember
what
my idea for the Rumble was like, because Cena was supposed to come out too, and he never came out.
Yeah.
It's like have Cena and Bryan just be beating the shit out of whoever was next. Uh-huh. The guy comes out, and then you see them just come out, beat the shit out of him. They don't go in the ring. They go, there you go, for not putting us in. All right. Mm-hmm. Next guy comes out, they just beat the fucking shit out of him. That would have been fun.
Right.
But, you know, they don't know fun.
No.
There's nothing about Raw that is fun.
So, no. Yeah. Yep. So, night one, he cuts a brief promo just to pop the crowd.
Yeah.
But, look, obviously, he's going to have a match with The Miz at Payback, probably, right?
Oh, I'm telling you. You said Rumble? You think they can keep this popularity up for six more months? I do not agree. I think eventually the fans will be like... Oh, yeah, he's here. Yeah.
As long as he's on the show and he's winning, they'll cheer for him for now.
Yeah.
You know?
Fans get tired of shit fast. You know what I mean? Vince is like, oh, I have 3 years on this guy. No, that's not how fans work anymore.
Sammy was super over.
Yeah.
And then they buried him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So that and it works because that's what they wanted. They didn't want Sammy to be super over.
So stupid.
So they bury him so that the fan goes, oh, well, I guess there's no point in me getting emotionally attached to this guy when he's just going to lose all the
time.
He's
just going to lose.
And that's
the big one.
That's Elias. That's Rusev. That's
oh my God.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yep.
We could go on. Backstage, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits drink some wine together and laugh about how they beat up the OC and whoever last week. What the fuck are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Yeah, and instead of having solo cups like the everyman, now they're teeth dippers, I'm gonna sip some wine.
Hey, so that was pretty cool last week when we beat them up, right? Right? Hey, should we like do something this week?
No,
let's just keep drinking our wine.
Are we being good douchebags? We feel like we are.
And also, like, Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins are still acting like they're baby faces.
Kind of.
They're right. Like, yeah, that was pretty cool. You know, this was great. This was cool. You know, we're wearing suits. We're drinking wine. This is cool, Bobby Lashley. And Lashley's like, yeah. And I don't have a direction. Where's MVP? Where is he? Are you still with that dumb fuck?
I need someone to direct us. Exactly. What do we do next? Is Paul available? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next up, we have Santos Escobar versus Austin Theory for the United States Championship.
Yep.
But Theory attacked Escobar backstage earlier in the show. And then later, Kathy Kelly was trying to get an update on Escobar. And this was Theory making fun of Escobar backstage. Someone actually got paid to write this line. Listen.
You know, Santos Escobar, he's like toilet paper. Every time you look at him, he just falls apart.
He's just like toilet paper. Every time you look at it.
Okay, so here I'm looking at toilet paper.
You're looking at it, it falls apart.
Do I have like the Jedi mind trick or something?
I guess.
You look at toilet paper and it falls apart?
Yeah. Mm. Every time you look at toilet paper, it falls apart. Hold on. Hold on. I don't press this button often because it's long. It's a long one, but it's worth it for this one.
Stupid, 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 stupid.
Oh, 12. Wow. I forgot how long it was. I stopped at 10. I was like, oh, it's still going.
Yeah.
The writing this week was awful.
What is this?
Awful.
What is this?
Not just that. What also comes next is even more awful.
So Santos comes out for the match, but Theory attacks him again.
Yeah.
And since Escobar can't go, he tells Rey Mysterio to take his place.
Oh.
And Adam Pearce makes it official.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio versus Austin Theory for the United States Championship. 619 and the splash. Rey is the new champion.
Theory, they've been protecting the shit out of Austin Theory. There have been so many guys like Ciampa that could have come in, feuded, and taken that title away from him at a big pay-per-view moment.
Yeah.
And instead, in a short match where like he hits one finisher, his little combo finisher, and it ends. Not someone big, not an up-and-comer, which is why
Escobar.
That title... Like Escobar. Which is why that title exists.
What happened?
Rey
Escobar beat Rey, and then they just swapped it out to where it's Rey again. I don't understand.
What is happening? Is Escobar and the LWO turn on Rey next week for
I hope.
Screwing him over?
Grow a dick. But no, he told him. He goes, Rey, you do it. You do it. But he hasn't earned the title shot.
Yeah. Man, okay, yeah, you do it.
Maybe this was Triple H like, I got to get this belt off this kid. While Vince is in that coma. This is my only chance. I got to do it now.
Then have an open challenge with Ciampa and it would have went so over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
There's so many other things you could have done.
Rey Mysterio winning
titles?
Yeah.
What?
What does Theory do now?
What?
Because Theory sucks.
Yeah. That's Theory's burying him.
Terrible.
That's burying him.
Does he just get it back? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I hope they would just fire him, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Release me.
Yeah. Well, it's bloodline time.
Yep.
Roman Reigns walks the ring with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa. The tribal chief asks the wise man, where's Jimmy? And then Jimmy Uso comes from the crowd and gets
awkwardly,
in the ring.
Awkwardly.
Yeah. And he's still wearing what he wore at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So he hasn't showered. He's like this. He hasn't showered or changed his clothes in 6 days. Yeah.
Give me a mic.
Yeah. No. I don't wanna. So the fans chant, you sold out.
I don't wanna.
Yeah.
Reigns tells Jimmy, don't listen to them. They're fucktards. He says, I owe you one. Name your price. You want a car? You want a boat? You want a jet?
Nope. Yes.
Jimmy says,
get your fucking jet, bro.
I don't want any of that. What I did got nothing to do with you.
Okay.
What? That was Stone Cold watching at home.
What? Let me change the channel. What the fuck was I doing watching SmackDown? Let me go watch my reality show where I work at Kane's. Here's your change, you piece of trash.
If he did it in character, it would have been worth watching. But I never watched that show.
Or just like, oh, let me put on some else. Oh, look, it's Home Improvement. Yeah.
Oh, what?
So yeah, Jey Uso comes out and he tells his twin brother I'm about to throw away 37 years if you don't tell me why.
I guess they're 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a few more days.
Yeah.
A few more.
Right. Five.
So Jimmy told Jey, and when this happened at SummerSlam, we were like, what could his reason be?
Yeah.
And the only reason that kind of made sense was I wanted to be the right-hand man. You took that from me. I want to be the next tribal chief. You don't deserve it. I deserve it. I'm better than you, like always.
Like, why didn't I get the title shot at SummerSlam? Why did you get it?
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
Jealous. So Jimmy tells Jey, I did what I did because, hold on.
I love you.
Because I love you. If you would have, this is his quote. I should have grabbed it. If you would have beat Uso at SummerSlam, Uso, you would become the tribal chief. And you would have become like him. And he points at Roman. Roman's like, what the fuck? And then Jimmy says, I would have never let you become an egotistical, maniacal asshole like Roman Reigns. And asshole was not bleeped, so I guess they got fined by the FCC.
That's a bad word?
Yeah.
Asshole? Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So from Jimmy's perspective, you didn't want to lose your brother. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to lose you, so you beat the shit out of him? How does that make any sense?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I don't want to lose you as a brother, Andrew.
Yeah, no. I don't think you would.
Why would you? The podcast is great, and I feel like if you'll move on to bigger and better things.
Well, I think I want to win the, what's wrong? You know, I got to win my pay-per-view prediction championship back.
Oh.
I want it. It was a super close. It was somewhat controversial.
Yeah.
I really think I'm going to win it back at Payback.
Say no more.
What?
So I was obviously the bloodline showed us that I love him. Oh. And that's why I did it, bro. I love you, Oos. I love you.
What?
I love you. I love you.
You did that because you loved me?
You didn't get it.
No.
Oh, you didn't get it. Yeah, yeah. I love you. Yeah.
Oh.
Did you get it?
Yeah, all right. I love you too.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Makes so much sense.
It makes
and that's literally where Vince McMahon walked out and jumped over a shark.
Yeah.
The shark mascot that was on AEW a few weeks ago.
Right.
He fucked it in the ass.
It's over.
That was Vince's, I'm not going to jump the shark. I'm going to fuck the shark. There he is. Now we need a shark puppet. Oh, wow. Now I know why Eric hates that.
Right. That's
it. It feels so, yeah. Did you do that or him?
Yeah, I did. No, he did. I think he did it, yeah.
His fucking pin on Vince.
Yeah.
So Jimmy offers Jey a free shot, but Jey literally turns his back to him and Jimmy leaves the ring. And then Roman tells Jey, I told you nobody cares about you or your brother. Acknowledge me. But Jey super kicks him.
Sure. Shut the fuck up.
And then Solo attacks Jey. He goes for the Samoan spike, but Jey super kicks him.
Yeah.
And then Roman Superman punches Jey.
And goes for a spear.
Meanwhile, Jimmy, it's still not helping his brother who he loves.
He's halfway up the ramp.
Yeah.
And there's a camera on him, but did they ever go to it?
Why not go help your brother who's getting beaten up?
You love him.
But right. Yeah, Roman goes for spear, but Jey super kicks him again, and he spears Roman.
Yeah.
And then Jey tells Jimmy to come back, and he acts like he's going to hug him, but then he super kicks Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then Jey looks in the camera and says, I'm out. I'm out the bloodline. I'm out SmackDown. I'm out of WWE. Deuces, Ooses.
I kind of loved it. Deuces, Ooses.
And then Jey leaves through the crowd as they cheer him.
So he's gone for how long?
Well, when's Payback?
I don't know.
That'll be the main event of Payback.
The Usos?
In a few weeks, yeah.
And did you hear the rumor? Do you have it in rumors?
Yes.
All right, we'll get to it later.
We could say it now.
The referee?
Yeah, so Rikishi.
He fucking blew it.
Well, it wasn't Rikishi's fault. Rikishi's doing autograph signing.
Yeah.
And the ad that the place put out there is come meet Rikishi before he referees at Payback.
That's awesome.
And a fan tweeted the graphic to Rikishi, and Rikishi replied, wrong poster mistake, with a laugh emoji. Mm. But like, I guess it partially is his fault, because why would the promoters know this information unless Rikishi told them?
Right. He for sure told them.
It was probably like Rikishi, like, well, yeah, this will be big because I'm gonna be refereeing at Payback, and then the promoter was like, well, all right, let's just use that.
Let's run with that.
We're not lying. No. But
and Vince is like, I've got some bad news. Come here.
Yeah, they might kill that now.
Yeah.
Now that it got spoiled. We'll see. But that's the end of SmackDown. Raw opens with the Judgment Day. Yeah. Damian Priest says, despite Finn Balor not being out here with us right now, the Judgment Day is not breaking up. But he should be out here right now.
Yeah.
And then Rhea Ripley's trying to defuse the situation again. But then JD McDonagh walks out, and McDonagh gives them a message from Balor, who says the real enemy is Sami Zayn and Cody Rhodes. And then Ripley tells JD, we don't take orders from anyone. Dominic gets booed out of the arena again. And then Sami Zayn runs out and attacks McDonagh for fucking up his elbow last week. But McDonagh pushes Sami's elbow into the ring post. And the Judgment Day doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But we got Sami versus JD McDonagh. JD attacks Sami's elbow throughout the match. Finn Balor came out and hopped on the apron, but Sami knocked him down. And then Sami won with the Helluva kick.
Yeah. Good little match.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Backstage, Adam Pearce starts to tell Chelsea Green that she's going to have to give up the tag titles.
Sure.
Since Sonya Deville is out with a torn ACL.
Yeah.
You know, the curse of the women's tag division.
My God.
However, Chelsea talks over him and she says she's going to hold auditions to see who will be her next partner.
Hmm.
Then Caden Carter and Katana Chance walk in.
Yeah.
Good. And say, hey, let us know when you find a partner because we want a shot. So were they just listening outside the office?
Well, they just panned. They were right there.
They were right there.
Yeah.
They were just standing there the whole time.
Yeah.
No one saw them.
No.
Because they're so fucking small.
Small. Right.
So yeah, Katana's like, let us know and what? Which one?
Oh. When they talk.
We were listening and we want a title
shot. Yeah, right. Here comes, where the hell have you been?
Piper Niven.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
Punches Katana in the face.
Yep.
Caden Carter does nothing to defend her friend.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Piper's a big girl.
And then Piper tells Chelsea, I'm your new partner, and grabs one of the tag belts. And that's it. She's a tag team champion. You know, in SmackDown 2, I've said this before. In SmackDown 2.
The video game, yeah.
The video game, you know, a long time ago. I was the WWF champion, WWF.
Okay. Yep.
And Kane beat me up and took my title. And then we had the match and said he was the champion.
He was the champion.
And I didn't think that you could actually do that.
Yeah.
But they did it.
Yeah.
They did it.
So Piper just takes it. Do you think they didn't really address this after, right?
No. This is canon now.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. Until Katana Chance and Caden Carter beat them.
Beat
them,
yeah, probably, yeah.
And then someone else will beat them. And
wow, wow, wow.
It won't
wow.
ever.
Wow, wow, it, wow.
Nothing will matter.
No.
Next up, Imperium comes out. Gunther cuts a promo while standing on the top of the announce table. The Ring General gives props to Chad Gable, but says he's no Gunther. Mm-hmm. And then he's interrupted with a shoes.
Yeah.
And Chad Gable walks out with Otis and Maxine. He says he's taking Gunther's title, but tonight he's got a match with Giovanni Vinci. And then Ludwig Kaiser gets in the ring and tries to fuck Maxine again, but she slaps him. So we got Gable versus Vinci. Gable wins with Chaos Theory. Chaos. After the match, Gunther challenges Otis to a match, and then Gunther beats Otis with a powerbomb.
Yeah.
And then Gable gets in the ring right after the match and gives Gunther a German suplex and Imperium retreats.
Mm.
Icy title match next week where Chad Gable loses to Gunther.
Yes.
But you know, it'll probably be a good match.
Be a good match. It's Chad Gable.
Even though we saw it, what, last week?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Next up, we've got the Viking Raiders versus Matt Riddle and Drew McIntyre. Riddle pretty much forced Drew into this.
Yeah.
Who wasn't happy about it.
The Raiders were holding an open challenge.
Yeah.
I've never heard of jobbers holding an open challenge.
Right.
No, that's you going, can we have a match? Open challenge. Open challenge.
Right.
And they're like, that's a 3-hour show. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
So in their backstage segment, Drew was like shushing Riddle the way Randy Orton used to.
Yes.
Riddle talks too much, and then Randy Orton just puts his finger on his mouth, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Drew beats Eric with a claymore.
Yeah.
Backstage, Riddle tells Drew that they should become the tag team champions, but the New Day takes offense and challenges them to a match for next week.
Heel Day?
They were holding chairs, right?
And they were acting a little cocky.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Don't get your hopes up.
What am I kidding? No.
Don't get your hopes up, Joe.
Well, that's not. If they both become heels, what's the fucking point of that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Or maybe they lose and Woods turn. No, it's not going to happen. So my thing is, like, what if Drew and Riddle become a great tag team?
Mm-hmm.
They could even win the belts because Kevin Owens injured, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Randy, when Randy comes back, he's like, what the fuck? And we have an interesting storyline where, like, we don't know what will happen. Will Riddle choose Randy? Will Riddle choose Drew? Will Randy just kick Riddle in the balls? Will Drew kick both of them? You know what I mean? You like, you have this situation
where
it's like
this. Knife them with his sword.
This love triangle type thing where you don't know what's going to happen.
Maybe.
Could be interesting.
I just think it'd be funny to bring back Randy and this is what he cares about. He's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's had how many title reigns and he cares about being Riddle's buddy.
I finally loved someone.
Right.
And they do this to me.
More than myself, not really.
Yeah. Next up, we have Rhea Ripley versus Indy Hartwell. Riptide for the win. Candice LeRae attacks Ripley after the match. Indy joins in and they beat up Ripley and then run away. They beat up Ripley.
Yeah.
Ripley.
Yeah.
And they run away.
They're out of there.
Okay.
How she pinned.
They were just like, Ripley hasn't had a match in a while.
Yeah.
Natalya doesn't even know who she is anymore.
Yeah.
And she's got to beat someone.
It was so sexy how she pinned Indy. I was just
smiling.
Yeah,
that's how she always does it. Yeah,
true.
That's why the I'm gonna throw up. Jesus Christ!
I gotta hear a button where you fucking do it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
now you're gonna get it. That was Tony Khan hugging Cesaro.
No, sir. That is you fucking Eric.
Oh, right. It's right there.
Yeah, it's right
there. It is. There's me fucking Eric.
Yep. That's right.
Next up, Michael Cole interviews Nakamura in the ring. Cole asks Nakamura, why did you attack Seth Rollins last week? Don't feel like this really needed that much of an explanation. It's pretty obvious.
Is it?
And Nakamura said, I want the world title.
Yeah.
You dumb fuck!
You
That's
dumb
what he should have said to Cole.
Why is Cole even asked, there? Cole just
Cole
leaves
asked, did you have to kick him in the face? Why didn't he kick Cole in the face?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Kick him. Oh, because he would have been a baby face.
But then Nakamura said a bunch of stuff. I didn't
well,
understand.
He answers in Japanese and then he says, I want the world title.
I want the world title.
Twice.
Yeah.
So Seth's music hits and Nakamura looks annoyed. Seth tells Nakamura, you could have just asked. Rollins accepts Nakamura's challenge. He says, you name the time and the place and I will be there to kick your ass. Now shake my hand. Get out of my ring and let them sing my song.
Yeah.
So Nakamura shakes Seth's hand.
Yeah.
Whispers something in his ear.
I fucked Becky 2 years ago.
And leaves the ring.
Right. What else could it be?
And Seth, see, well, yeah, next week. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seth is shocked by what Nakamura said. And then Nakamura lays Seth out with a Kinshasa.
I jack off to your wife every night.
Every day.
Every day.
That's what this is. That's you jerking off to Becky.
Becky.
So yeah, I'm sure that'll be a payback match as well.
Sure.
It won't main event because Jay and Jimmy will main event.
Right.
Next up.
Fighting for family rights.
Tribaloose. Yeah. Tribaloose.
Sounds like
next up, we've got Becky Lynch versus Trish. I wasn't finished.
She interrupted you. Yeah. Welcome back.
Trish got the ref to pause the match because her mask came off.
Mm.
All right.
Happens.
Trish then revealed that her nose is completely fine now and she no longer needs the mask.
Why is she wearing it?
Then they end up fighting in the crowd and it's a double count out.
You can't even give one of these. Like, this has been going on too long, too.
The fight continues in the concourse.
Yeah.
Trish throws merch at Becky poorly.
Yes.
And pretends to wear a Seth Rollins t-shirt. Like, oh, look at me. Oh,
yeah.
Heat. No,
right.
No heat.
None.
And then Becky was about to give Trish the manhandle slam on top of a table, but a mystery woman attacks her.
Who could it be?
By a mystery woman in a hoodie. I thought
it was Jimmy Uso, personally, because it was the black hoodie.
I thought it was Lita. Then I was like...
Lita?
Then.
No.
Yeah, then I thought it was Stacy Keibler.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Stacy Keibler?
Then I was like, no, Christian.
Christian Cage?
Yes.
Christian?
Then Jericho?
Hold it.
Yeah.
Wait, Trish Stratus.
And then I was like convinced it was CM Punk.
She's had a friend.
Yeah.
That's Joey Stark!
They were double counted out. This match has been over. Why is she hiding?
Why is she in disguise?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Holy fucking tits! It's Zoe Stark. Is she going to give her a go to tits?
Go to tits.
No, she didn't. Trish also went for a high five, but Zoe wasn't looking.
Yeah, that was like, funny.
And then she went for it and just missed.
Missed completely.
Nothing but air.
Yep.
And then backstage, Adam Pearce tells Trish that she's facing Becky again, but this time it's in a steel cage.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Nobody.
He even says, he didn't even give a date. He just goes, the next time this happens,
right,
it'll be in a steel cage. We don't know when it'll happen.
Now will it be payback?
Maybe. Probably not. Finally, the main event, we have Cody Rhodes versus Finn Balor. Last week, we saw Cody Rhodes pin Finn Balor.
Yes.
So this week, we have Cody Rhodes versus Finn Balor.
What happens?
Cody Rhodes pinned Finn Balor.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
The Judgment Day was constantly interfering. Dominic slid in a chair. Balor grabbed it. The ref stepped on it and took it away. Then Ripley distracted the ref, and Balor asked for the briefcase, so Priest slid it in the ring.
I like this. This is funny.
But he slid it under Balor's legs, and Cody grabbed it. And there was a moment where they were just like frozen, like, oh, we're fucked.
Yep.
And Cody hit Balor with the fucking briefcase and he hit the crossroads for the win. Yep. And then Dominic and Priest attacked Cody after the match. But then Sami Zayn runs out with a chair and cleans house. However, JD McDonagh runs out and attacks Sami to make the save for Judgment Day. Priest gives Sami a razor's edge through the announce table. Balor gives Cody multiple coup de grâces and flexes his arms that have no muscles. And then Judgment Day stands tall as Michael Cole yells, "We are a united Judgment Day."
Michael
Shut
Cole.
Shut up, Michael.
Why would...
We are a united Judgment Day.
He's part of them.
It makes sense. Because they suck, he sucks.
Yeah, where did Will go?
Will?
Yeah.
Will who?
Oh, what's McDonough's name?
JD McDonagh?
Sorry, JD. I think Will McDonough's the sports... caster from the 80s.
Okay.
Where did he go?
He was not in the ring with them. He was outside the ring.
Okay. I really thought this was their chance to grow Judgment Day.
Well, they're obviously he's gonna join.
No, it would have been happened by now. They would have just done it this Raw.
They're gonna do it.
All right.
And yeah,
grow Judgment the stable. Grow the stable.
Judgment Day's growing.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna do it, you might as well grow it. It's collapsing right before us.
Okay.
Go away.
I'm glad you're so optimistic. Also, before Raw, hours before Raw, there was a video on social media.
That's right. You sent it to us.
Of Tommaso Ciampa handing out missing posters for Johnny Gargano. He says, it's Johnny's birthday. I can't find him. I'm handing out, missing posters. Where is Johnny Gargano? Where in the world is my best friend?
Yeah.
And I said... I was like, huh, okay. Is this going to be something on Raw? Probably not. And it wasn't.
No. No.
I was like, I even tweeted, like, I hope this leads to something.
No.
But I doubt it.
Mm-mm.
And yeah.
It was on his personal page?
No.
It was on WWE?
Yeah.
They put this out there?
Yeah, I think so.
And you saw the Chelsea Green, the prequel that Eric sent us?
Yeah.
That was great.
That was like the same, yeah.
Where he's like, kind of like, well, we got together in this tournament.
Yeah.
Then we were best friends and we had a minor disagreement.
Oh, no, it was just.
Then we got back together.
Sorry, it was Tommaso Ciampa that put it out there.
I was going to say, like.
I'm surprised they even let him. Like, hey, we're not doing this.
Right.
Johnny will never be back.
Yeah.
That was Vince's last words before he went into surgery.
Right.
Don't let Johnny back.
Oh, my God.
I hate him.
The glorious stuff was amazing.
He wouldn't suck my dick. Yeah, he even mentioned the glorious bombs in this video. That was good.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's all for nothing. It's It's all for nothing. Tommaso Ciampa's not on the show.
Nothing!
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. On to awards. Who is your worst dressed?
Oh, yeah, awards. Go ahead.
I had the jet black hair referee. It was very distracting.
Yeah. Hey, Parmesan like got involved in one of the matches.
That's
stepped
right.
on the chair.
Yeah,
he was very angry.
He's been watching AEW.
Very angry.
He's been watching AEW too much.
I just had Otis. I don't know why.
All right.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
Maxine for me.
The one that was hanging off of Otis.
Yes. It made it look better, I think.
I had Io Sky.
Sure.
Worst acting?
I had Matt Riddle this week. I was like, it's too much. It is annoying. I'd be like, shut up. Shut your mouth.
Right. I had Austin Theory. Best acting?
I guess Jay. I liked how he ended it. He's like, I'm out of this shit. I'm fucking done with this. And we're like, same.
I went with same Roman Reigns, Jay. Who was basically me watching this, like, what is this?
What is this shit?
This makes no sense.
Yeah.
You guys are both fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
Oh, this was like, it's like, we're going to watch LA Knight and Top Dollar going to get smashed tonight. Cole. What are you doing? And then there's silence. Like, they didn't even, like, act like that was funny. And then, like, Corey was like, what are you doing?
I had Jimmy's excuse. I didn't want to lose you.
So
I beat the fuck out of you.
Sure.
Best comment?
Deuces, ooses.
I had whatever Nakamura whispered to Seth. Because I want to know.
He didn't say anything.
Well, it worked.
That can't count.
He whispered to it. He went... And Seth was like,
you got to tell me what it is on that category.
Yeah,
so deuces, ooses.
Fuck Becky.
Sweep it.
Worst match?
Trish Becky, because it just
Trish Becky, super slow-mo Trish Becky.
Sure.
Best match?
I have Sammy and JD.
Okay, I went Gable, Vinci, whatever.
Sure.
Worst move?
The AJ cross thing. That whole fuck up.
Cross botch?
Cross botch.
Oh, he went for the cross hammer, but instead clash. He hit the cross botch.
The clash bash.
Yeah. Best move?
Ripley pinning.
I went with Io's springboard drop kick.
Okay.
I liked it. Worst moment?
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy's fucking answer.
I guess it's that.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. And then best moment?
I just liked where the Money in the Bank case went under Finn's legs. And I was just like, oh, that's funny. Like, this is getting worse.
Right.
To the end of the end of Judgment Day is coming.
That was good. I just had EO. I just had EO kicking ass.
All right.
I liked seeing her.
You like your EO?
I do.
You.
All right. That is all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news.
Hey. Oh, I'm right here.
So Kevin Owens. I need someone to react to this thing.
Okay. All right.
So Kevin Owens recently had an interview.
Okay.
With the Toronto Sun.
Oh, really?
And he said, I used to say I don't see myself not being in the ring for another 5 to 10 years. And if I said it right now, I'd be lying because over the last few months, I have to admit, I don't know if that's true anymore. I know I want to be involved in the WWE, and I know I have a place here. I just don't know where it is exactly. Maybe it's still in the ring. Maybe it's not.
We have a new puppet.
Uh-huh.
It's called Tony Khan.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Kevin.
Yeah, can you not touch me there, buddy?
Kevin Steen.
Yeah, I know. Look, I know you'll offer me more money, but it comes with a hug that I don't want.
That's right. Yeah. Is that what this is? Is he up for thought he signed a longer deal or something.
So in beginning of 2021, he signed a 3-year deal. And we thought then he was going to AEW.
Yeah.
And we were like, why did he re-sign? And it was because he had a match with Stone Cold at WrestleMania.
Fuck.
Which, that's a reason to re-sign.
Holy shit.
So his contract is expiring at the end of the year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's just another,
Yeah, I mean, like, if he didn't leave 3 years ago, I get it. Yeah, Stone Cold's a big deal, but I feel like he won't.
Well, AEW's a fucking mess. It's a mess.
What if they swap KO for MJF? Like, MJF goes WWE, KO goes there, and the KO
I'd feel bad for KO, but I'd watch it a little bit, obviously. I mean, watch it anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, maybe he just feels burnt out. He's like, you know, okay, you had the match with Stone Cold. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You won the tag belts with Sammy. But now you're just kind of, you know, you're injured. But even before that, like, you're just kind of doing nothing.
Well, it was
Raw.
All centered around Sammy, too. And usually he's the leader of everything. You know what I mean?
He also spoke about Sammy and, like, he basically said that he had to hype Sammy up for WrestleMania because Sammy was, like, so upset that he got himself, he was the most over guy and they didn't pick him to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I had to convince Sammy, like, look, it's still going to be a big moment. We're going to win the tag belts together. Like, it was actually KO building up Sammy to...
Yeah. I mean, crazy. They got their main event.
Yeah, they did main
night
event.
Night one, but yeah.
That's true. KO's main evented night one twice now.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, Hulk Hogan turned 70 years old last
week. When I
saw
that, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's old. It's up there.
There. He was on the Theo Vaughn's podcast, and it was really good.
Really?
Yeah, it was a really good interview. Man. Theo Vaughn, like, was annoying the fuck out of him. It was so funny.
Really?
Because right. Theo Vaughn couldn't stop, like, just doing Hulk impressions, and Hulk's just sitting there like, this fucking Mark.
Yeah.
It was funny. All right, rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Mike Rotunda, formerly known as IRS,
yep,
and Bray Wyatt's real-life father,
yeah,
recently spoke with Sportskeeda and said... about his son. You read a lot of stuff on the internet, which I wouldn't believe a lot of it, or in my case, any of it. So Bray Wyatt, I'm sure, will return to WWE, hopefully shortly, and we'll go from there. Now, Fightful has been reporting that Wyatt is getting closer to being cleared to return after battling a life-threatening illness.
Sure. Well, yeah, I guess it could be.
And I think Rotunda was referring to the fans. Like, when once Bray was gone and we didn't hear anything for a while, we all just figured Bray left again because
guess who's back?
Because yeah. Vince came back.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, we just figured that Vince was like, okay, we're not going to do any of this shit. And Bray's like, deuces. But according to Fightful, it's all been like a serious illness that I guess they're just keeping it quiet.
Yeah.
Which is... scary because Brody Lee, like, all of a sudden one day we're just like, Brody Lee's dead. Oh, what happened? Well, he was sick. What?
Yeah.
And they didn't tell anyone.
No.
You know, it was this big secret.
Right.
But apparently they're saying he's better now and he's going to be coming back soon. So we'll see.
Like, this third, fourth iteration of him, like, you know, just bring back the Wyatt family already.
I know.
Like, it's the only thing that was ever really good. The Fiend was good until it got ridiculous. And this last fucking thing with Uncle Howdy, like, what is this? Who is this weird character? You know, okay, it's going to be Bo Dallas, but even then, like, what's that explanation?
That's the thing.
My Uncle Howdy was my brother Howdy.
That's the thing is now literally everyone knows.
Yeah.
So, like, the reveal is going to just be like, you know, it's going to happen, and then...
I was crickets.
But again...
That's Bo Dallas! What? Who? Yeah. Half the crowd's like, who's that?
But, like, now that we've had time to think about it, if you would have done it, right, like, a month later, 2 months later,
right,
like, they were... fucking milking it forever.
It had to have been.
We would
have
been like, oh my God. Now we're like, well, wait, no, seriously. Like, now we had time to think. So it's his uncle, is his brother? Like, how would that even make sense? It doesn't make sense.
But remember, he was supposed to fight Lashley at Mania.
Yeah.
That was going to be the match because they said they wanted it to be Wyatt Brock and Brock turned it down.
Right. And that would be the reveal, I'm guessing.
I guess. Yeah. So we'll see. I just think Bray probably doesn't want to do the same thing. And that's why we did this whole Uncle Howdy shit, but we'll see what happens. Also, it seems like Lacey Evans is done with WWE.
Oh, really?
She changed her Twitter handle to Limitless Macy. Macy's her real first name. She also posted a meme that says, how many days are left? She's also teasing an OnlyFans, and her bio says, formerly known as Lacey Evans.
An OnlyFans?
Yeah. What a whore. You know, where she'll just have some... Instagram-like photos that you have to pay for.
Right.
Which is most of them, too.
Yeah. And if she has, you know, all she needs is 100,000 people to pay her $10.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of people like
Mandy.
That.
Mandy, I mean, yeah, they make so much money from that shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's all I got for rumors, so it's trivia time.
Yeah, this one's a little strange, but you might get it. So, like, it's a current streak. Currently...
How many consecutive times have the women tag team titles reigns been under 45 days?
Oh, okay, so how many these tag belts that were introduced, like, what, 4 years ago, years ago?
Yeah.
How many times have the title reigns been under 40 days?
No. Like currently there's a streak.
Yeah.
So how long is that streak? And, like, who?
All right.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this one just happened.
And this one's probably going to, they're probably going to lose these two.
So that's one.
But, yeah.
They beat Liv and Raquel. Mm-hmm. Shayna Baszler and Ronda were the, who did Shayna Baszler and Ronda beat? They beat Liv and Raquel.
Right.
So that's four. Who did Liv and Raquel beat?
That's hard.
So it's four.
The way you're doing it, the answer is four, but I didn't include the current. I didn't include Chelsea and her because they still technically have the titles.
Oh, so, I meant like it was Chelsea and Sonya. Now it's Chelsea and Piper.
Oh,
so
I didn't
include before Liv and Raquel, it was another short reign?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Becky Lynch and Lita.
Of course.
Had it for 42 days.
Right.
So this is the last four champions.
And who did they beat?
42, 39, 33, 16. Yeah.
Who did Becky and Lita beat? See, that's what I mean. This women's tag division is terrible.
Did Becky's Bailey's group have them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Damage Control.
Yeah.
There you go.
EO and Dakota.
Yeah, it's terrible. You got to get rid of those belts, but they won't.
No.
All right. So let's do some fan questions. Here we go. Hold it. Kimbo, if Austin Theory didn't want to defend his title, then why didn't he immediately hit Ray over the head with a chair when the match started? Does he suffer from A-Town Down Syndrome? Jesus.
Oh, God.
He said it, not me. Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Weekly non-wrestling question that might or might not piss off Eric.
Oh, he's not even here.
I guess we'll have to see. Yeah. Push Fire Barry, The Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad.
Oh, my God. At least that's all good and it's not piss, shit, or vinegar.
I would fire Game of Thrones because I never even watched it.
God, it's so good.
And
this is hard.
Sopranos and Breaking Bad is like 1A, 1B for me.
Yeah.
Because there wouldn't be a Breaking Bad without The Sopranos, but I think I slightly like Breaking Bad more. So I would say push Breaking Bad, bury Sopranos.
And just in a Sophie's Choice situation, I would just switch Game of Thrones and Sopranos, but only because I have to.
And push Breaking Bad?
Yeah, Breaking Bad's the best.
But, I mean, yeah, everyone hated that final season, right, or whatever, of Game of Thrones?
No.
So that's got to hurt it, right?
No. The last episode was not great, but I actually liked it a lot.
But there's like, petitions signed by, like, a fuck ton of fans, like, to redo the whole last... Of course, they're not, but...
Redo what?
Redo the whole last season.
No, there was great moments in the last season.
A lot of people didn't like it. 199 Big T, in last Saturday's game, the Braves were one run shy of scoring
22
runs against the Mets.
That's true. That is true.
This is how we do it. How should Randy Orton be booked when he returns? Well, I gave you a scenario.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's a story.
Yeah.
It's a story.
Omar, Indy Hartwell deserves better. She got drafted as the champion, then had to relinquish because of the injury. Then she had the most lackluster return. And every time she's on Raw, it's like no one gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. Hard to feel bad for her. She's kind of hot, right? I mean, yeah, she's kind of hot.
Sure.
P.S. Fuck you, Ray, you piece of shit. I swear to God, they better not try to unify the U.S. and North American title. Oh.
Because I thought about that.
Has
I thought
the about North that. American title.
Yep.
But we've already seen them fight.
Right.
Who like wants to see that again?
Recently.
I'm Raj. Don't know if any of you guys have seen that Maven is on YouTube recently, and he's opening up about his time in WWE. It's funny, he is doing that. I wonder if Eric's brother's involved.
Right.
Because Eric's brother was the one that, like, finances his autograph appearances.
Right.
One of the videos is him talking about how much he made during his time in WWE. Thought it might be interesting to share. He was there from, I think, 2001 to 2005. So I guess 5 years. Do you want to guess what his total earnings?
Total earnings.
In, I guess, for 5 years.
Maven, who really wasn't ever anything. I'm going to say... $350,000.
800,000.
800?
800,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
He said his best year was 430,000. Oh. So in his best year, he did more than double what he overall made.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
His lowest year was 80,000.
Right. That's kind of always factored.
I mean, his best year was 430. When was he ever anything
when that he would have eliminated the Undertaker?
Hardcore champion?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Corley. He was always boring, too.
Right.
Always. But he won.
I liked him on Tough Enough. Yeah. I really liked him on Tough Enough. But then, yeah, he was boring. Quarterly royalty checks before WWE Network was $5,000. So $5,000 every quarter.
Wait, what?
But then he got a royalty check.
Oh, we're still on, what's his face? Okay.
Maven. It was $5,000. Then after WWE Network, $300 because no more DVD sales. It's hilarious.
Damn.
Which that was Punk's. When Punk left WWE and went on Cabana's podcast, he mentioned that. He was like, wait, so how is WWE Network going to affect my pay? And they said, like, they told him, like, like, they just, you know, didn't really give him an answer.
Well, and that's one of the reasons you're seeing all the strikes now. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of streaming stuff that people don't get paid for like they used to.
Right. Dashing Dan, so what's so good about Xavier Woods? Mike's skills are okay, but is he really that special in the ring? What makes him better than any other mid-card guy? Your thoughts on that?
I'll tell you why. First of all, when they were a heel for 5 minutes, he was very good on the mic and he led them, right? And you could just tell because he's very easy. He has a great personality and he can deliver lines very easily. You turn him into a heel, I just think, I don't know, I think it would be great.
Same. Look, and the New Day's height, when we loved the New Day, don't forget that. Don't forget that we all, look, we hated when they started because it was Vince McMahon bullshit. But then Vince finally let them be themselves, and they were heels, and then they got over so much, they were baby faces. Everyone loved the New Day. Let's not forget that. And that was because Xavier Woods was really fucking funny. And now it's just gotten so old.
The biggest moments in the history of wrestling, outside of title changes.
Yeah.
Shawn betrays Marty.
Right.
Andre betrays Hogan.
Yes.
Triple H betrays Shawn.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes on and on. It's like, why didn't they do this?
Right.
The best story. The Shield, right? Seth Rollins betraying.
The best feuds. Like, the best feuds are always best friends or
Champa
brothers.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He says, also have to mention it, Cody's schoolgirl smile after Brock congratulated him at SummerSlam was pure cringe. He looked like the fat girl who just kissed the quarterback.
That's awesome. That's a great analogy.
That's so good. Carlos Ramirez, Push Fire Barry, terrible Undertaker feuds. DDP, Muhammad Hassan, and Great Khali. These are all terrible, but I would have to push DDP just because
as
he's
the
DDP.
Worst? As the worst?
No, like, push it. Oh, if you're going to push one of them, I would push DDP just because he's talented, unlike the other two.
Yeah, I would bury Hassan and fire Khali.
Hassan was like the terrorist thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Willie Friday, I was thinking about this, but if WWE actually cared to build John Morrison, do you think he would be at least a star and win one or two world titles? Saw highlights of him, and I was like, damn, what if?
He was very talented.
Yes, sure.
He was very talented. I think he had the look and he had the talent. He was just tiny and Vince didn't like teeny tinies.
But when it came to this, nothing.
Yeah.
No mic skills.
Horrible.
Uncle Saudi. Andrew, what's your personal top three impressions you do? Joe, your
Spider-Man
is spot on. Told me that's the real person under the Green Goblin Power Ranger suit.
When you showed me that button for the first time, I was like, oh, cool. You got it from the movie.
Yeah.
That's funny.
My top three personally, I think I do Stone Cold the best.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do Joker second best.
For sure.
And then
third would be a toss-up.
Third is like a bunch of, you know, I could maybe like pick 10. I really like Aldo Raine in Inglourious Basterds. I like doing Aldo Raine.
Yeah.
You know?
I would
say. Some Mutovich? I think this just might be my masterpiece.
maybe you're Shawn.
Shawn Michaels?
Yeah.
Vin Man?
Because you have the down.
That's just Sean dying.
Vindertaker.
This is Sean dying.
Oh my God, it's the Undertaker. I guess I really am a dead man.
Jonathan Smith, Dom calls Rhea mommy and she's engaged to Buddy. So does that mean when they get married that Dom has to call Buddy Poppy? Or am I overthinking this?
Yeah.
Don't forget, when this whole thing started, Dominic would go back and forth from calling her mommy, and sometimes he called her Poppy.
Yeah.
He said that. He was like, oh, Poppy. And then she, like, when he said that, I think he fucked up, because in the segment, Rhea looked at him funny, like, what? Yeah. You fucking idiot? Yeah. Poppy?
And now they're engaged.
Yeah. Cock Lesnar.
I hate him.
This is from Cock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Did you see that woman stroking Priest's arm when he was on the floor? Kind of creepy. Just hope she wasn't stroking herself with her other hand. Mm. I didn't notice that, no.
Very nice.
Yeah. The Rizzler, of all the new up-and-comers and crowd favorites, they decided to give the U.S. title to that geriatric fuck. Mm. You mean to tell me they'd rather give it to Ray and dull that title down even more than give Ciampa or Knight a chance of making something of it? I mean, that's what you should do, is you should give Knight the U.S. title now so that fans are still, like, high on him, and then come Rumble time, he drops it and wins the fucking Rumble. You know what I mean?
What something did I say? Like that. I said his cusp is almost there.
Right.
Jump on this now. Give him something. Give him something.
They gave Stone Cold.
Why wouldn't he beat Austin Theory? It's the perfect fucking person to take that title off of Theory.
They gave Stone
Build
Cold
him to payback.
They gave Stone Cold the IC title just to hold him over till the Rumble.
Sure.
Then he won it. Went, I got bigger fish to fry. Here you go, Rock. And Rock's like, oh, thanks, Stunner. Stunner. But he handed it to Rock.
Yeah.
Brian, Pushfire Barry, wrestling periods during the What's Wrong with Wrestling era.
Mm.
2015 to 2017. 2018 to 2021, and 2021 to present. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think you fire 2018 to 2021 because, like, two of those years were COVID years.
Yeah.
And then I would push 2015 to 17 just because Kevin Owens was Universal Champion during that, you know, and that was with him and Jericho.
Yeah.
Just for that reason alone.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
You know?
Yeah.
Dr. Coctopus, nice. Not a question, but I had a dream that you, Josh, Joe, and Eric had an episode where you critiqued rap battles. I'm fairly sure this never happened. Just wanted to confirm. No, yeah, there's a Patreon episode of that. Go check it out. All right.
Where
let's
we critiqued
be,
what?
Rap battles.
We did?
No.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
We critiqued Michael Cole's rap. Let's be real for a minute. Did Charlotte share... Mm. Go back in time on her plastic surgery, looking more like NXT Charlotte, or is that just me?
I think it's just you.
It's just you, bro.
Yeah.
Joseph Freiling, Vince, I'm a genius. I just had an epiphany. What's that? More Judgment Day? So sick of seeing them. I cringe every time I hear their music.
Yep.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
WWE? No. For the Judgment Day? Oh. PCJ, who has jerked themselves off more? The combined audience of your podcast... Or WWE for their shitty, overly drawn-out Bloodline storyline. It seems like, you know, people are starting to get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So we'll see. Bill Cummings. Mm. Love that name. I don't see it with Priest. His promos are painfully wooden. When the Judgment Day breaks up, Rhea will be the only star to come out of that faction. That's true.
I agree. I mean, Finn can be great when they're doing it right.
Yeah. Vinny the Gooch, bad booking aside, I think Karrion Kross was a more intimidating heel as a proud bald man. Well, he was booked better, you know. Red shirt guy, Sonny's STD is known as the Sitch. We all know that.
Of course.
But did you know that the STD originated from Shawn Michaels? Back then it was known as the Hick in the Bottom, which is, as it happens, how the STD is contracted.
It's the Hick in the Butt.
Jesus.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks.
And yeah, that, you know. Shirt guy. Yeah. Right. Juan Saul, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Chelsea Green, Candice LeRae, Io Sky.
Well, that's a good one.
That's easy for me.
That's a good one.
I would marry.
I think we're killing Candice.
Yeah.
Marry Io and fuck Green.
That's mine. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Jason Dearham, what do you guys think Rollins or Nakamura whispered into Rollins? Oh, he also, he said, ever since you had this gimmick, you look really gay. That's what he says Nakamura all said right. to Seth.
Maybe.
Michael Garcia, hot take. I think Logan Paul is the closest thing to Shawn Michaels in the business right now. Wow.
That's going far, but he's getting there. Shit, man. He's getting there.
Jonathan Ramos, what are your top three pay-per-view theme songs?
I don't even know what that means.
like whatever song was like the song of the pay-per-view.
Okay.
Like WrestleMania 17 where the Limp Bizkit song.
Oh. This is an Eric question. He probably remembers them all.
My way or the highway.
Sure.
That's my number one, I guess.
Sure.
Michael Johnson, what does Stone Cold think about entering next year's Rumble, winning and taking down Roman Reigns at WrestleMania?
Well, that was a rumor last year. It was a big rumor that Stone Cold was going to have one more match, and it wasn't Brock Lesnar. So the marks thought I was coming out and win the Rumble.
But not to...
I said, not enough money.
Did they really say like he would win the title? No.
No, it was just a rumor that he was going to fight Roman.
Just fight Roman. Yeah. Fight Roman and lose.
Right. But yeah, I'll be fine with that just to get it off Roman. I mean, look, I'm a Stone Cold mark, obviously. I'll mark the fuck out for that.
Yeah.
Chef Dave, let me know where I can send some Salazar Salsa Company jars for you guys to try, maybe for the next PLE. Sure. Mm. Yeah. Send me a DM, Chef Dave. That'd be great. I guess he really was a chef all along. Interesting. That's what a payoff. Ryan, even though it's...
better than any WWE payoff recently.
Yeah. Even though it's impressive when Chad Gable does the chaos theory due to his size and the strength, the move itself is not a devastating-looking finisher. I mean, yeah, especially for the year 2023.
Right.
When they kick out of everything. Could you come up with a more appropriate name for the finisher to match the actual harm it causes? I'm thinking French Tickler, because it works on two levels, tickling and sex toys.
Oh.
And I'm not high right now. Well,
I mean,
how high are you?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. The old Kanye, no question, but here are the spoilers of Monday's main event taping. Natalya.
Wait, why?
Well, I don't know. He just thought it'd be funny.
Oh, okay. I was like, did something happen?
For main event. Natalya defeated Tegan Knox.
Okay.
And Ricochet defeated Ciampa.
What?
Ricochet and Ciampa were on main event.
Wait, hold on.
And even not worse, only Ciampa took the loss.
Ciampa jobbed on the job show.
Triple H is in charge? That's what everyone's saying now, that Triple H is actually in charge?
No, I don't believe it.
Hey, Hunter, fuck you then.
That's your boy. You don't do that to your boy.
Andy Nance, I'm sure this will be addressed, but can we get some consistency? When Raquel got hurt, they immediately had to drop the belts, and now Sonya's hurt, and we get to play American Idol. Why aren't they held at the same standard?
Well, I think at least that makes sense. First of all, it's pro wrestling. There's no standards.
There's no consistency.
Piper just took it.
In wrestling.
No, because I think Chelsea's playing the Karen thing. Like, don't you fucking dare.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to call HR. And then Pierce is like,
okay.
I don't want you to do that.
Donald Alexander, is Dexter Lumis still with WWE? Just saw him in an episode of Tacoma FD on True TV.
I don't know.
Is Johnny Gargano still with WWE?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. And then Jake Goldstein, push, fire, kill.
Mm.
Push, fire, kill?
That's okay.
Mark Henry, Big Show, Bronson Reed.
I'm killing Reed.
Of course.
Mark Henry, Big Show, Mark Henry, push, Big Show, fire, Mark Henry. That's kind of a toss-up.
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever.
Big guys. All right. That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash. We just reviewed
Spider-Man 2.
Right. It was fun.
Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You can get this one, which was made in the year 2016 and is still relevant.
Wow.
To this day, even more relevant.
It's true.
Because it's a 3-year title run. Kick out, spear, pin, repeat.
Oh, my God.
It's never been more relevant.
It was the first shirt, wasn't it?
Yes.
Outside the Bunny Boys,
yes.
Maybe?
Yeah. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Weekly AEW recaps, a fuck ton of bonus podcasts, brackets, everything. Go check it out. And we'll see you guys next time.
Boom.
What's wrong with wrestling?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.